Australia's defended last year's ASIO raids on a lawyer-free Timor in their court battle at the International Court of Justice, saying it was possible East Timor was encouraging the commission of a crime. During its address to the International Court of Justice, Australia's lawyers said the raids were justified because of the prospect that a former spy was about to put classified communications into the hands of a foreign state. At the same time, Australia's Attorney General's given further undertakings to reassure East Timor that materials seized in the raids would only be used to protect national security. Europe correspondent Mary Guerin was watching Australia's address at The Hague.
Disappointed, offended, even wounded. These were the words Australia's legal team used to describe its response to East Timor's arguments the previous day. Here was Solicitor General Justin Gleeson speaking about the reaction to Timor's leading counsel, Sir Eli Lauterpacht, who'd called Australia's ASIO raids improper, inexplicable and unconscionable.
Coming from an authority such as Sir Elihu, those remarks wound.
Before laying out its own case, Australia's legal team said East Timor's concerns about how the materials seized in the raids would be used did prompt Attorney General George Brandis to offer further reassurances overnight. He's ordered that material must not be communicated to anyone for any purpose other than to protect national security until the International Court of Justice makes an order. John Reid from the Attorney General's Department gave this response to East Timor's reluctance to believe previous undertakings.
To question the veracity of these undertakings and to suggest from the bar table that the undertakings have either not been implemented or are somehow without legal force, as our friends did yesterday, is both wrong as a matter of law and, frankly, offensive. Australia has made the undertakings. Australia will honour them.
The new order does allow the material to be used for potential law enforcement referrals and prosecutions that are in the interest of national security, and that gains significance in the light of Australia's further assertions about the legality of a former spy who Timor has said is willing to testify about Canberra's alleged bugging of Dili cabinet offices in 2004. Justin Gleeson.
Australia is entitled to have a legitimate concern that a former intelligence officer may have disclosed and may threaten further to disclose national security information, which would be a serious crime. Australia is entitled to be concerned that Timor-Leste may be encouraging the commission of that crime.
East Timor's team, on the contrary, contends that its witness was in fact legally obliged to report what Dili alleges was an illegal act of espionage by Australia. In any case, as Australia pointed out, that's not the matter before this court, and Australia hasn't specifically addressed what aspect of national security was at stake to trigger last year's raids. Justin Gleeson says it doesn't need to.
It is not for Australia to disclose further than I already have the precise security interest that drove the warrant.
Furthermore, Professor James Crawford for Australia suggested East Timor might have had other reasons to launch this action in the public arena, that's the International Court of Justice, rather than pursue the same result behind closed doors in the arbitration also being heard at The Hague.
It's a fair inference that one reason for these proceedings is to skirt around the confidentiality provisions and maximise the opportunity for publicity and comment, prejudicial to Australia.
Both sides have the chance to sum up on the next and final day of this hearing. This is Mary Guerin at The Hague for AM.